All right. So my name is Brad Dowdy, and I am at the Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus at 12:48 p.m. on Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. I am joined by ESL students Fu and Fu. And today we'll be doing an interview to learn more about ESL students and their experiences. So Fu, would you mind telling me just your full name and where you are from?
Fu Wang Ming Nguyen, like Fu is like the food, but no D sound, like Fu.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm come from Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Yeah. And I come here in 2019.
2019?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you guys come together since you are brother and sister, or did you come at a different time?
Yeah. Different time.
Different time? When did you come?
I come just last year.
Okay.
And about 6 months.
About 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Just to kind of break the ice and get to know each other a little bit better, why don't you just mind telling me something, just something quick, interesting about yourself?
Okay, I study about coding, like programming.
Okay.
In Vietnam, I study in like the APT University, is the university about something in information technology.
Oh, okay.
And when I come here, I go to the CNM in the New Mexico, the Community College. And I just come here like 4 or 5 months
and study here. Into Tulsa?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you want to tell me something a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. In my country, I study about engineering.
Okay.
Yeah. And my university in my country name is, in English, Open University.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about constructor, engineering, law, and about information technology.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just, before I live in New Mexico, but after I moved to here, and I just study ESL.
Just ESL?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So it sounds like you guys are both first generation Americans, meaning you guys are you weren't born here, but you came over.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, Fu, what brought you to America?
Like the purpose or something?
Yeah, like why did you come here? Yeah, like what brought you here?
Like, because when I live in my country, everything is like difficult life, so I want to find something new, like opportunities.
Okay.
Yeah. And when I come here, I found more opportunity, like I find a new part-time job. I have enough money to pay my tuition, and I got the scholarship, and I study in like the school. Yeah, everyone is kind and generous.
Awesome, yeah. And then Fu, why did you decide to come over?
Yeah, and I at the same with Fu.
Okay.
And I want to study about my about energy, but in my country is so, you know, my university is so high cost. But in here when I study is good. I will have scholarship, you know. Yeah. I think the teacher, university or friends, something can improve me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Awesome. So did you come to America by yourself, or did you come with family initially?
With family.
I come with family. And like by the person, when she come here, she just go by herself.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So when you stayed in Vietnam, were you staying by yourself, or were you still staying with family over there?
Yeah.
With family?
With family.
Okay.
But when I live in Vietnam, I just live alone.
Lived alone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Let's see. So you said you guys went to Albuquerque, New Mexico first?
Yes.
Yeah. What made you guys choose to go to New Mexico? Did you have family there?
Like my uncle and aunt live there, and they want like cover our family.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like my family want like independent in like the life or everything, so we move here to live in independent.
Okay.
Independent life.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys came here to be independent.
Yes.
With your own family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did the rest of your family move to Tulsa with you guys, or was it just you two?
Yeah, just our family.
Just your
yeah.
immediate family.
Okay.
Let's see. What made you guys decide to choose Tulsa after New Mexico?
Because Tulsa is like the wonderful place.
Mm-hmm.
New Mexico, everything like the price, something is too high.
Okay.
In here, like it's low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's I can afford my my cost.
Okay. Yeah. It's more affordable.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. When you or your family first came to America, what were some of the biggest challenges that you faced?
I think is the language.
Okay.
Yeah, and. Because I can talk, I can speak English well. So when I go to work, I can speak with my coworker.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the big challenge with me.
Was the language?
Yeah.
Okay. And for you, was it the same?
Yeah, I think like many big challenges. The first one is the language, the same with this one. So I cannot speak clearly when I communicate with another people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is about the new life, like the lifestyle, like is strange.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another one, like I don't know how to fill my task form in the first time.
Oh, the task form.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are complicated even
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
So awesome. So in your own opinion, what would you say is the hardest part about living in America today, now that you've been here for a little while? Like, what would you think is the hardest challenge still?
I think the hardest challenge is like the cost is now is increased too high.
Okay.
And we maybe have enough money to afford them.
Mm-hmm.
But in the past, it like it's lower, and it, we can have more money to save.
More money to save?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said when you first got here, you came to family. You said
yeah.
your uncle and aunt.
Yeah.
How, when you guys came to Tulsa, how did you find like your community here? Like, did you find other Vietnamese individuals? Did that take some time? Like, how did that work?
When I come here, I found like Vietnamese community. For example, Nam Hai Market.
Yeah, Nam Hai, yeah.
Yeah, around that area, we have a lot of Vietnamese people.
Okay.
So we can like meet and talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
And like for, because when we live another country, you will miss your own country. So
right.
when I talk with them, I like feel happy and no more sad.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can connect with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the same for you? Like you feel connected?
Yes, because I do nails, you know.
Okay.
And the job is popular of my country, Vietnamese. Yeah. So when I go to job, I can talk with the people in my country. So I can't feel threat when I do the job.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome that you guys were able to find that
yeah.
connection.
Yeah.
When you first came to America, did you find America welcoming? Like, did you feel comfortable coming here?
Yeah, America is welcome everyone. Like, for example, when my first time,
mm-hmm.
when I find a part-time job, I go to like everywhere to find my part-time job, and I go to the McDonald's. My first time when I come there, they hire me.
Okay.
Yeah. they like easy to I can easy to get my first time job. The mother shop. Yeah.
Awesome. And did you find it welcoming as well?
Yes, because in my country I saw Thai, you know, and I can speak English well. So when I study here, I can speak English, and the teacher say, "Oh, it's okay. You can. I believe you can do it." And I improve every day. Yeah.
Awesome. That's great. So I want to kind of shift and talk about TCC a little bit. So my first question would be, what made you want to enroll in secondary education or college here in America?
Like this one?
Yeah, into TCC, sorry, yes, into Tulsa Community College.
Because first, like, I can get some credit. Yeah, when I study here, like, it's not too high, and I can study here and like improve my English first. Then I can come to like university or another level of my study. Yeah.
Okay. So you do plan to continue college after Tulsa Community College?
Yeah. Yes.
Have you thought about where you would like to go?
My purpose is want to go to like the university. Then when I complete the Tulsa.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I go to the university. Then I study for maybe 4 years, then I can get my first job, my major. Yeah.
Okay. And you said in information technology?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And then are you still going for engineering?
Yes. And I study as here first, and I want to go to university, maybe OSU, because I see OSU have interior design.
Yes.
And I love it.
Awesome. Awesome. What do you like about Tulsa Community College?
The first one is about teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, teacher is open-minded.
Open-minded.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And they help me more. Maybe more improvement.
Okay.
Yeah. And second one is like they give me more opportunity. Like they give me scholar, and like the week before the spring break, they give me the new laptop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And this like I have like enough condition to continue study. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Outside of your classes, have you gotten involved in any like clubs or activities with Tulsa Community College?
Yes, on Friday we have a conservation club.
Okay.
Yeah.
What all does conservation club do?
Speaking, just write things, speaking, and make you feel confident when you're speaking. Yeah.
Okay.
It's awesome. About like international student and the Spanish student.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we all together and go to like the playground, for example, like Turkey Mountain.
Okay.
Yes.
Like the bowling.
Oh yeah.
And for example, like next month we have go to the museum to know more about the culture in Tulsa.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. I love that. Let's see. So you said you like your teacher. What would you say is your favorite part of the ESL program?
I think the favorite part is ESL writing.
Writing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because writing, so when I study writing, I can write my own email.
Okay.
Yeah. And my own essay, and for example, I try to start writing my journey, like write something about myself in diary.
Okay. Yeah. Diary. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, what would you say is your favorite part?
About me is maybe write my class and speaking.
Speaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I speaking, I think I love it because I. Maybe another word. I I can know that, but when I speak in, I can know what the trouble I and the teacher can help me.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Maybe. What was or is the hardest part about learning English?
Maybe writing.
Writing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't write, yeah.
Is it the sentence flow and grammar? Is that the hard part? Or is it knowing the words?
Grammar, I think the grammar is easy, but when I'm writing, I can use the grammar.
Okay.
On writing. Okay. So I think it's so hard to me.
It's still hard. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say is your hardest part about learning English?
I have two parts.
Okay.
One is listening and the speaking.
Okay.
Because I have the word in my mind, but I don't know how to use that to speak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the listening, for example, many people speak so fast. I cannot hear any every word.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. So besides English, and do you guys speak Vietnamese as well, I assume?
Yeah.
Do you know any other languages besides just those two?
I come to the Madonos and now I try to study about Spanish.
Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Just a little.
Just a little. cool. So I was curious, the education system in Vietnam, is it similar to how America is structured? Like you have grades 1 through 12, or is it a different structure?
It's almost the same, but we have the final exam that make you can go higher or can change your life.
Okay.
For example, you study until 12, like the Rachel, and then you have the final exam, then you can go to the college. If you don't pass this, you will not go to another one.
Yes.
Like the Berkeley or the Rivet is expensive, so many people cannot afford them.
Okay.
So they will go to be a farmer or
mm-hmm.
another occupation.
Okay.
And they lost their ability to get hired.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you
the final exam?
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ever able to take that exam again, or is it just one time and that's the only time you can take it?
Yeah, you can take the exam again.
Okay.
But I think
it's more difficult.
Yeah.
If you take it again, it's
yeah.
more difficult.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
every year is difficult. Yeah.
Okay.
And like the government change like the way to
yeah.
study that subject every year.
Every
okay.
year, yes.
So
like
changes.
This one is this book, but the next year is the different book.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you cannot like study the new one, then the people forget that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like they give up.
And then you said you guys both went to college in Vietnam. How is the entrance into college? Do you have to test into that as well, or is that part of that final exam?
Like the trial, we have like the final exam, and the university and the college use that score to make the requirement to get to that college.
Okay.
And the requirement is nearly the maximum point in that final exam. So a lot of people not back there. That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So would you say
it's harder
in
yeah,
Vietnam
harder.
To get into college than it is in America?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. excuse me. So now I just kind of wanted to transition just to get to know a little bit more about you guys and about your Vietnamese culture.
Yeah.
So are there any Vietnamese traditions that you guys still do today, like in America?
We still do like Tết. We go to get the red, I don't know, the money, the lucky money. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lucky money on the Lunar New Year.
Lunar New Year. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Are there any American traditions that you guys have started liking or that you guys recognize in your household?
In New Mexico, we cannot like do like traditional in the New America. When I live in New Mexico, it's normal because the COVID.
Oh, many okay.
People, don't have like they don't like. For example, Halloween, they don't go around and like trick or treat
okay.
around. So when I come here, they start again. They begin to like walk around and
yes,
trick or treat.
Okay. And the last is Merry Christmas, and we decor my house. Yeah, okay. It is the first time.
First time, yeah. Awesome. You said that was Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Are those not holidays that you guys celebrated in Vietnam? Did you guys celebrate Christmas and everything over there? I know Thanksgiving is an American one, but
In Vietnam we don't have Thanksgiving. We have the Christmas,
yeah.
Halloween, maybe every traditional in US, but we don't have Thanksgiving and Easter.
Okay.
Yeah, Easter.
Easter.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What was your favorite part about Christmas this year in decorating?
Like when I go in my neighbor,
mm-hmm.
every house is beautiful. Yeah, they decor like. Santa Claus, they like this. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah,
when I go around, they give me the gift.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So, outside of school, what are some things that you guys like to do, like that you find joy in doing?
I play Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
Rubik's Cube, and I can sew like. 3x3, 4x4, and 5x5.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And I can read a book and play game. I learn how to coding and in my freedom. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what are some things you enjoy?
I like reading book and listen to music. And sometimes I decor the tiny house, you know, by hand. It's called The tiny house. Yeah.
Oh, kind of like I can't think of the word.
I don't know, but it's a DIY.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
I like it because it's so tiny, but I love it. It's so cute.
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. What are some differences between Vietnam and America, and just think about things like jobs or like driving, eating out, stuff like that. What are some of the biggest differences that you guys have noticed?
The first one is the traffic, and when people go through that way.
Mm-hmm.
In America, we just click the button, then wait to the red light, and then we go.
Right.
In Vietnam, the driver never stop.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Just go.
Yeah.
And it's like the difficult part when you go to spot, like many cars go around, and you was trombing when you go back to that drive.
Awesome. So, do you guys still have any traditional Vietnamese like cuisine that you guys cook or go and eat?
Yes.
From the most of time we cook, like my mom cook, and she learned how to cook now, And for me, I want to eat outside more than eat at home.
Do you?
Yeah, because we don't have I don't have the more time to spend in the home because I need to work.
Oh yes. So what do you do for a job? Where do you work?
Like I do cashier. For sometime I give the food in the break room.
Okay.
And I take order in the front counter. Yeah.
What restaurant?
The McDonald's in near the Rocanero High School.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, okay.
From 50 Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then you said you do nails, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I do nail and reception of the 96 nail bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. so, with the you said you prefer to go out and eat. Do you have any favorite restaurants with like Americanized food?
American, I don't know. Just I almost done it in American food restaurant. I just eat in like the Japanese sushi.
Okay.
Osaka, like some Korea or something, like the Asian food.
Yeah.
Okay, so you still stick with the Asian food?
Yeah, it's outside, but Asian food.
Asian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite restaurant that you go to?
My favorite restaurant is Pho. Pho?
Pho, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you go to Pho Nai?
Yeah.
In Nam Hai?
Yeah.
Yeah. awesome. So, let's see. After you're done with college, do you plan on staying in America and making a life here? Or do you ever plan to go back to Vietnam? Like, have you thought about what you plan to do after college?
I think I will stay here.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go back to Vietnam because it's don't have more opportunity
yeah.
for us.
Okay.
So I will stay here to study, then work here. Yeah, and continue my life here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Same for you as well.
Yeah, I continue my life in here because my family live here.
Live here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think American have opportunity for me. Yeah.
Awesome. Do you guys still have family that lives in Vietnam or that you communicate with, or is your whole family here?
Almost all here, but in Vietnam we have like my grandmother and some relative in Vietnam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, it looks like we are coming to the end of our 30 minutes. Is there anything else that you guys would like to share for future generations who might be listening to this?
I think in the future I will go to OSU.
Okay.
Because I find like my interesting major in there, and I saw the tuition is not too expensive.
Right.
Yeah. And I think I will come there and study, then I can take my certificate there. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I want to be OSU.
Student,
yeah, because yeah. I like interior design, yeah.
Awesome, yeah, and they have a program there, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, that brings us to the end.